time, but all only is all time. 24 to 6 o'clock now, Pierce Show. I keep thinking that Cowboys score is going to change. I keep looking at it, looking at it. The Cowboys are still losing. You heard that thing I did with my wife trying to start the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Little promotional announcements. I'm trying to start a lawnmower. I couldn't do it. My wife steps in. She starts it and calls me an idiot.
Sums up your marriage, doesn't it?
Pretty much sums it up, yeah. And I'm out shopping yesterday. I'll make this quick. I'm out shopping, and a gal says, "Don't I know you?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." And she goes, "No, God, I think I do." And I say, "Yeah, I know what it is. It's my voice." She goes, "You know, you're right." She goes, "Who are you?" I say, "I'm Brian Pierce. I'm on the radio." She goes, "That's right. You're the idiot. You're the idiot." And then she turns around. I thought she was going to get on the. "Ladies and gentlemen, the idiot is
in the store.
The idiot is in the store. The idiot is over here in men's clothing." And this gal, I swear, is going, Dave, Bob, Jim, Louise, all you guys. The idiot is right here." Right past 6 o'clock, it's Miller time. Come on, let's get moving. It's Caleb and all oldies all the time, and here show. Everybody's doing. And we got to congratulate SMU on the big win over the weekend. The first win since November 15, 1986. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but, man, what a come-from-behind, last-minute SMU thing. Oh, and Virginia Slims of Dallas kicks off today with Martina Navratilova and Pam Shriver and more. This will be at Moody Coliseum tonight, and we'll tell you more in a second. I will tell you it's duffel bag night tonight. Caleb, 98.7 FM at all oldies all the time. Three Dog Night with you this morning at 6:29. And Three Dog Night coming to Billy Bob's Friday, Fort Worth. Caleb will put you in the front row with our Listen at Work contest later on this morning. I'll tell you how to enter the game here in a few minutes, all right? Caleb, 98.7. Junior Walker, the All-Stars, what does it take, baby? 6:32, 20 till 7 o'clock, Brian Pierce. I was telling you about Three Dog Night at Billy Bob's coming up on Friday. Yeah, we're going to put you in the front row with our Listen to Work contest. Let me give you an address. I just spoke with a couple of people doing all-night shifts, and maybe you're getting off work and you'd like to play the game. It's Caleb, I Listen to Work, Dallas, 75206. Mail us your name, where you work, when you're tuned in. Or you can just grab a company letterhead and fax it to us if you have access to a fax. Here's the number. It's 826-6260. And, of course, you want to call me, I'll read that back very slow. 26 till 7 Monday morning, and your drive to work. We check on things. And over Dallas, here's Julie.
Brian, I just flew over 70.
No summer rerun here, Mama. It's your show on the first run, you know. 25 till 7. Caleb, 98.7 FM and all oldies all the time at about 19 till 7 o'clock. You remember John Sebastian? You may remember the theme to Welcome Back Cotter that hit big on the radio. Man, it's been 14 years now. You also remember John Sebastian up front in this group, the Lovin' Spoonful. John Sebastian is in town tonight. A free concert at the Dallas Alley Outdoor Plaza at 7 o'clock tonight. 63 in Fort Worth, 64 TFW, 65 in Dallas. Hey, stand by. We had a couple of casting calls here on the morning show last week. We have another one this morning. We can get you in a movie, but the one stipulation, you have to let the movie makers burn down your house. True story. Back in a second. Well, Kate Garvin just said it. Jimmy Johnson waking up this morning in a foul mood. Yeah, no kidding. How much Jerry Jones feel? And he spent, what, $1 billion that we're owing to. Suicidal.
Right before my very...
Boy, 7 and bam. All oldies, all the time. Right past 7 o'clock in the morning. And Brian Pierce, I want to thank you again, Jerry Owens, for stepping in here a minute ago and giving us the sound of oatmeal going into a bowl. It was kind of a... And it made me hungry.
Oatmeal. Oatmeal being placed lovingly in a bowl.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
It's here.
Have you seen this ad in the paper? It says, old house or barn wanted to burn for low-budget movie. No pay, but you'll get a part in the film. This is a Dallas outfit called Real Movies International. If you'd like them to burn down your house, well, you'll get to be in a movie. Call me here this morning. I'll give you the phone number. It's 787-1987. It came up 98.7 FM.
What information can you give me in?
I can give you a telephone number.
That would be fantastic.
No, do you want them to come burn down your house?
You bet.
Do you own the house?
You bet.
Maybe if you're renting the house, it would be kind of rude.
Well, yeah, that would be rude.
This isn't a house you're living in.
Oh, yeah. It needs a new roof. It needs a new floor. It needs new windows. It needs a new porch. It needs to be burned down and started over again.
98.7 FM and all oldies all the time. And first show, good morning, by 22:08. It's 7:40. We were talking about football a few minutes ago. National Sporting Goods Association World Expo in Chicago over the weekend. Wilson Sporting Goods comes out with, check it out, elephant, toad, and ostrich footballs. At home, at work, in the car, mama. It's all oldies, 98.7 FM. FM and the most nonstop oldies Kurt show. It's about 8:15. John Sebastian is in town tonight, as in John Sebastian and the Lovin' Spoonful. It's at the Dallas Alley Outdoor Plaza. Chuck Brickman puts him on stage about 7 o'clock tonight from K-Love. And it's free. Just heard Miguel with Wilson Sporting Goods. We're talking about these new footballs. They've come out with an elephant skin football, a toad skin football, an ostrich football, and a crocodile skin football.
Something for everyone.
She works with Wilson, and she says, "No, I thought these things would be really expensive. You know, I thought they were going to say $299. She says they retail for like $39.
Not bad.
So we'd like to. Well, she also suggested we get the Cowboys to use one of these. You know, Aikman back to pass. He throws a toad. Right, 5 till 8. So I'm talking with Jimmy Johnson after the game yesterday. And...
Jimmy wasn't that bad.
Young man, single and free. You know, it's 8 o'clock. It's Caleb. It's all oldies all the time. Right. Hubba's in deep. Right. He's in deep. We got the story in a second. And Hubcap Carter's in deep.
Deep water?
He's in deep water.
There
could be
go.
In deep water. He's on a cruise.
Didn't this happen last year to him?
You know, as a matter
well?
Of fact, it did. Now, Hubba's out on a cruise ship eating around the clock. There are tugboats following Hubba with more provision.
You know? So wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a hurricane coming. We'll give you the Hurricane Hugo coordinates as they pertain to Hubcap. 600 miles east-southeast of Hubcap, Carter. You're going to see on CNN, they're going to have a little Puerto Rico and a Dominican Republic and a Jamaica and a little Hubcap Carter. And a little Hubcap Carter right there. And this thing is just east-southeast of Hubcap. It's moving in at about 9 miles an hour. And you're right, it did. It happened last year. The man got on the boat.
And a hurricane followed.
I feel sorry for the guy. I really do. What are they going to do? Do they turn around? Do they dock? What do they do? How do they get him in a life raft? How big a life raft would that be? I don't know.
Ryan, this is Ed Bounce with Dockside Boat Sales.
Yes.
Where Hubcap was at Saturday.
Right.
I got it on good authority that he's going to be safe whatever kind of weather comes, because he wanted one of those big ski inner tubes that we had there in stock to put around him to stay afloat in case of emergency.
He'd look kind of like a boy.
He'd be bobbing up and down looking just like a...
No, here's the deal. Word is he's going to get off the boat in Haiti, and he's going to act as a seawall. TV premieres tonight. NBC rolls out a couple for you. Season premiere of ALF tonight. Season premiere of the Hogan Family. On CBS, Murphy Brown, the famous Teddy Z, Designing Women, and Newhart's. And on Fox 33.
It's here.